The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 130, Showdown at Tyrannus.
Easy, friend. I'm not here on any official business.
You're a bounty hunter.
And you're a Rage Fighter pilot. I can see why I make you nervous. Perhaps this badge will help.
You work for Rage? Nothing to see here. Go about your business. Who are you, and what brings you to the end of the world?
I am Jaffra. I have been employed to search out and capture the former Supreme Controller himself.
Do not speak his name in this place. There are IDF spies everywhere.
The real question is, what is a Rage pilot doing in this part of Titan IV?
The same as you. So I advise you to return from wherever you came and let me get on with my business.
Tell me, Lieutenant, is it?
For now, yes.
Ah, I see. For now. So I take it that if you succeed in your mission, you'll get a promotion. And if you fail?
There is no failure.
Join forces with me and I can help you get that promotion.
I don't need your help, Bounty Hunter.
Your promotion and 100,000 monetary units.
I'm listening.
I am to be rewarded for his capture. With me is a Rage undercover spy. He has been posing as an IDF officer and is overseeing my hunt for your former leader. You help me capture him by posing as one of his sympathizers, eager to rejoin him and overthrow your current leader.
And how exactly does that help?
When he is in our custody, my spy and I will send photographic proof to the IDF that he has been captured. I will have the funds transferred to my account, and you can then return him to, well, you know who.
And what do you tell your superiors?
He had a hidden cyanide capsule and ended it. We buried him here on Titan IV. Now, what is your mission here? I know it's not to patronize this bar waiting for him to show up.
He has stolen a ship, the Ulysses, and is headed in this direction. I am to intercept and follow, and then await orders to destroy the target.
Your master doesn't want him alive?
If it's possible, take him alive. If not, shoot down the Ulysses.
He's no good to me, dead.
You bounty hunters are all alike. I'm docked at Echo 3. Meet me there with your spy and 3 time units. We'll formulate a plan from there.
Did you get all of that?
Every word.
This one has an itchy trigger finger. I would feel better with a backup.
I like your plan. Alpha team, everyone make their way back to the bat. We'll formulate our plan of action from there.
Hey, sis!
Kelly, I'm so happy to see you.
Oh, it's so good to see you again. You look great.
Great? Are you serious? If you didn't know my room number, you would have walked right on by.
I don't think so. Even your best Baltimore PD disguises never fooled me. So, how long are you in for?
You make it sound like a prison.
Maybe it's because you keep acting like an inmate.
Very funny. I meet with my parole officer in a few.
You mean Nurse Ruth?
My release from this place will depend upon her recommendations.
Then I guess you better do as she says.
Now, what's this I hear about you expecting to carry a weapon your first days on the job?
Well, you pretty much did.
I was under the immediate control of Agent Soren of the IDF.
And your little jaunt to Latumas to shoot your way out of prison with Dad?
I didn't shoot my way out. Things just went a little south after I got there. And let's get something straight. Before I became an IDF agent, I had several years on the force and worked my way up to detective.
I know. I just don't want to be strapped to a desk job because I'm a good researcher. I think I'm pretty clever too, you know. After all, I fooled the entire IDF into thinking I flew to Minnesota to see you.
And that was one of the factors in bringing you into the fold.
Have you forgotten that I discovered the Roosevelt stip and flew it back to Pierman's office while he was talking to Dad?
Okay, you got me there. They pretty much didn't have a choice in making you part of the IDF.
So if they just expect me to be a gopher or research facts, they better think again. I want to do what you've been doing. I want to see what's out there in space.
This, Kelly, this is what's out there in space. You see this face? You hear my voice? This is what awaits you in space. It's far from just fun and games, so get used to being here on good old Earth until you're ready. After what happened to me, I can assure you Daddy will be pulling strings to keep you right here.
Kate, you know what happens when people tell me I can't do something.
Look, I know you're anxious to do field work, but you have to expect a period of probation. I suggest you do exactly what you're told to gain their confidence. The more you rock the boat, the less likely you'll be a field agent.
So, question, what happens to the ones who don't make it or quit?
They're released and asked not to talk about what they've seen as a matter of national security.
Right, and I'm sure no one says a word. What do? Use that bright flash thingy thing on them?
Unfortunately, there is no bright flashy thing to make them forget. The IDF just takes their chances. Every access to alien technology is well hidden, and changes can be made depending on what the rejected candidate or disgruntled employee might know.
So you just let them walk around telling all your secrets?
That's right. How many people have you seen claiming to have been abducted, or have seen UFOs, or met an alien?
They're everywhere.
And how many are taken seriously? Someone could have photographic proof of a spaceship and we could debunk it. They'll get on some alien sighting show, spill their guts, and we'll all get a good laugh at it.
So you're counting on the fact that this is so outlandish that no one would believe someone if they spilled their guts, as you say, over the IDF?
Aliens among us, an alternate Earth, and space travel through portals? Yes, I think we're pretty safe.
I have to admit, when I discovered all this on my own, I didn't even believe myself. So, what's the last you heard from Jim, besides the fact that I want to carry a weapon?
He and Daddy are planning a visit soon. I think Jim is trying to get everything ready for his PI cover business, and Daddy's letting me get settled in.
This has been a really long road for you, sis. I can hardly wait for you to come back. So, would you consider staying at Hawk Haven for your rehab?
I'll think about it, Kelly. I'm sure when I'm released, they'll insist on a 30-day leave.
If you lasted 3 days, I'd be surprised.
I'd probably do better here than in my apartment.
You know you wouldn't last 1 day there. Think about it. The kids would be happy to have Aunt Kate back. You could do some fishing and crabbing off the pier.
Believe me, Kelly, you don't have to sell me on it. I know it would be a better environment, so I'll probably take you up on it.
Great!
The sooner I can recover, the sooner I can deal with him.
Him?
The one who put me here. Lister.
This is one of the fastest ships the IDF has. We always hated seeing one of these pop up on our radar.
I'm sure you did, Sam. So tell me, how familiar are you with Titan IV?
The Eastern Hemisphere is under the tight control of the IDF. That's a place Rage members, both past and present, avoid.
And Hollands?
We avoid it, unless a mission takes us there. It's not hard for us to fit in. Our form, much like yours, has evolved through thousands, if not millions, of years of evolution and adaptation. This is a very efficient design. We have some minor differences, but nothing that can't be disguised.
So you are fairly confident walking around as a Hongan?
Absolutely. There are a few former Rage soldiers that I can call on for information. If there was some sort of unusual activity there, they would know about it.
If Lister is on the Western Hemisphere, how do you propose to get us there?
That, my friend, will be up to you. I'm sure I can find a ride, but your IDF connections should get us a ride. If all else fails, I'm sure your friend Drachmar would assist.
Drachmar is not to be trusted. Monetary units are all he cares about. If I need to consult him, it will be a last resort. Once we arrive, you gather all the intel you can, and I will make inquiries about transportation.
You do realize that there's a 1 million unit reward for Lister's capture?
I'm well aware of that. But as an officer of the IDF, I am not eligible to collect. And before you ask, you are also not eligible, Sam.
That really doesn't sound fair.
You are temporarily attached to the IDF for this mission. Be thankful that you have been given a new identity and high favor among your people.
Well, that's all real nice, but I can't spend popularity.
I wouldn't concern myself too much. The IDF has employed the services of one Jaffra the Bounty Hunter.
Wait a minute. They hired a bounty hunter to track down Lister?
Apparently so.
I've heard of this guy. He always gets his man. So why are we inside this bucket, headed for a hostile planet, to do something that someone else does for a living and has a head start on us?
This is not just about Lister. Wi-Fi is also involved. We have two ships that have been hijacked, the Mercury by Wi-Fi and Ulysses by Lister. Jaffra is just out to capture Lister. We need to recover both ships and their crew. Also at stake is Lister's attempt to reorganize former Rage soldiers.
And that's why you brought me along.
Yes. Your people have a reputation of working with Rage.
Rage is a mercenary's dream job. Loot, plunder, and run amok.
Run amok? You make it sound like a game.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah. You have fun, you do what you want, and get paid well.
Oh, Sam. Just when I was starting to respect you.
Here we are, east of nowhere.
Just what do you hope to accomplish landing on the edge of town?
It's like I told you. This is an IDF aircraft, and one isn't expected from the IDF for at least another lunar cycle. This part of town is more isolated, and we are expected.
Expected? What do you mean, we are expected?
Drop the ramp, Gabriella. We have a welcoming party to greet.
And I believe our contact is coming now.
It's like we said, we've planned for everything.
This doesn't look like a good place to leave an IDF aircraft.
It will be secure. My guard here will remain with the aircraft.
Well, that will even up the odds. 2-on-2.
Let's get something straight right now. 1. Sprague has your ship, and if he doesn't hear from us on our scheduled calls, he'll bring it here. If he finds you, let's just say you won't be flying again. 2, we're armed and you're not. 3, we're among friends here. You are the enemy.
Lenore is right. It would be wise for you to follow along and do as you're told. You're not IDF, but merely posing as IDF. So play the part well.
We'll play along for now.
For now?
Yes, Lenora, for now. I have a feeling that we are not alone here. Half of the IDF is looking for your master here.
Hail Rage! Lord Lister, welcome to Tyrannus, last outpost of the Old Guard.
Colonel Xandu, it has been too long since we have savored the taste of victory.
So, these are the two IDF scum helping you.
I thought you said we were coming in as Rage soldiers, parading as IDF inspectors.
And IDF inspectors you will be. Colonel Xandu is one of our master's best brigade commanders. He's the only other one who'll know your true identity.
You mean was, don't you?
We will soon return to the glory of what Rage was, and resume our rightful place in the galaxy.
Rightful place? I think you're already there.
Pay no mind to this one, Xandu. Fortunately for her, her flying skills outweigh her insolence.
Then I suggest she weigh her words with great caution, as we have many excellent pilots here.
Don't worry about Gabby, Xandu. So, Lenora, what are your plans now?
Xandu will take us to a safe location to use as our base of operations. From there, we'll begin processing Rage Patriots.
Well, I guess the three of you can handle the horde of returning fighters.
We believe that it will be slow in the beginning, but once word gets out that their supreme controller is here for them, they will come.
As will every IDF soldier on the planet.
Let them come. It will only serve to unite us once again. Then the new revolution can begin.
Ms. O'Neill, please come in and take a seat.
Good morning, Director. Thank you.
You ready for the weekend?
I don't know. I'm not sure the weekend is ready for me.
I hear that. It's been a long week. I just wanted to get you up to speed on the latest I have on Kelly and Von Longer.
All right, sir. Can we start with Kelly?
I just heard back from Quantico. We can get her into the next class for weapons familiarization.
Well, that's good news.
Maybe not. The class starts Monday. Do you think there is any way she can make that class?
I'm not sure, but I understand she's at Walter Reed right now.
All right, contact her as soon as we finish here. I'll need an answer by COB today.
All right, sir.
As for the Von Longer case, our FBI contact managed to substitute the Hongan's fingerprints with a computer-generated version. We've also worked up a bogus personnel file and rap sheet for him.
Well, that takes care of one major problem. What about Stefan?
He is going to be declared mentally incompetent and won't stand trial. He'll be remanded to the same institute holding Heinrich.
Do you think if we get these two together, they might break?
Our only hope is to pit the two of them against each other.
Make one think the other one talked.
If that doesn't work, neither one will ever see the light of day.
If that's it, I'll see if I can get a hold of Kelly before she leaves Walter Reed.
Sounds good. Get back to me as soon as you have something.
Will do.
Kelly Merritt.
Kelly, Barbara O'Neill here. Are you still at the hospital?
Just got in the car. What's up?
What's your work status right now?
I'm going in Saturday to tidy everything up. My replacement is ready to go. Why?
The Quantico weapons class is starting on Monday.
This Monday?
The first day starts in the afternoon. Registration is from 10 to 1400 hours.
Dad is ready to watch the kids for the 3 days, so that's not a problem. Getting there is going to be the problem.
Not to worry. We've got that covered.
You're going to provide the transportation?
We have a chopper taking two of our candidates to the same class. It will pick you up at 0800 at the Cambridge-Dorchester Regional Airport. You'll only be allowed one bag, just enough for 3 days. You'll be returned by 1800 hours on Wednesday, so it's really only 2 nights.
Oh, I travel light, so that's not a problem. This is great. I'm excited.
We are too, Kelly. This is the first step in making you an official agent.
A very long-awaited first step.
We appreciate your patience in this. Becoming an employee of the Department of Homeland Security is challenging enough. Add to that, an agent of the Intergalactic Defense Force, and you can see the delay.
I suppose so. I'm just really anxious to get out on the field, and yes, I know that's a ways off.
Yes, one step at a time.
I know. I'm just not used to walking this slowly.
Mundu.
Yes, my lord.
Have you seen any suspicious activity on any of our sensors?
No, my lord. All sensors are normal.
It doesn't feel right. I know all sensors indicated that the Mercury was destroyed by our bomb, but it's not like Captain Nate to sacrifice his ship for the safety of others.
Do you think he jettisoned the bomb in the atmosphere?
It would not surprise me.
But the radio chatter! We heard them in a panic!
Perhaps a staged play, transmitted for our benefit. A ruse or misdirection, perhaps. All designed to make us think that all was lost.
As he and Sheena did going into Lysumas.
Exactly. I lost two of my best pilots when I sent them to the surface to verify the demise of the Mercury. Where was the last good sighting of Lister on infrared?
He was headed for the outpost called Tyrannus.
Prepare my shuttle for transport to the surface.
Yes, my lord. But may I express a concern, Lord Zokar?
Speak your thoughts.
The entire planet is looking for both of you and our former leader. There is a bounty on your head, and I fear for your safety.
Thoughtful of you, Mondu, That is why you are going as my bodyguard.
I am honored, Master. I will guard you with my life.
I would have it any other way. Your assessment is correct. We would be walking targets there. We must prepare disguises.
We still have the cloaks? Left from our Latumus prison conquest.
Secure them and prepare the shuttle. Inform the second mate that he is to remain locked in orbit until we return. If he loses communication from us for more than a macro time unit, send the medical shuttle to our location.
It will be done, my lord.
And soon Lister will be no more, and Rage will resume its rightful place in the galaxy.
James, so glad you took me up on my offer.
Well, let's see. Spend the weekend in a dusty apartment in the city or here at Hawkhaven? Let me think about it. Where's the cooler?
Where it always is, stocked and cold. So how's the new office setup going?
You can ask Kelly when she gets here in a couple of hours.
That bad, huh?
Well, look, it's getting there. I just need time to work on it.
You mean like now?
No. I mean like when I get around to it.
Look, James, I'll help you get organized. First thing Monday.
I like the way you think. Hey, looky here. Look like somebody's home early.
Yeah, something must be up. She's about 3 hours early.
Looks like she's walking with a purpose.
When does she not?
Well, that's true. Just like her sister. Kate would come clogging down the hall like a Clydesdale. She called it her in-the-zone walk.
She was in the zone when she was 5.
Oh, hey. When'd you start working for a bank? I thought you were going to work for me.
Yeah? Well, speaking of work, or the lack of it, shouldn't you be getting your office ready for business?
I'm working on it.
Looks like it.
Hey, your dad's going to go back with me Monday morning and help me get organized.
What time are you leaving?
We don't want to get caught up in that crazy commute traffic on the Bay Bridge, so maybe around 9. Why?
My class at Quantico starts tomorrow. Holiday is sending a chopper to the airport to pick me up at 8 a.m. You can drop me off a little early, and then you can take the kids to school. After that, you and Jim could stop for breakfast before hitting the road.
Why the rush? I thought they were going to wait until you settled into the job with Jim.
I was able to close out everything with the firm, and the next class was opening up on Monday.
So they're going to fly you to Quantico?
They have a couple of students to pick up, so they're going to use a chopper to take us.
Well, don't get too excited. I don't think they use door gunners on executive choppers.
So, when does the class end?
I should be back at the airport by 6 or 7.
Yeah, unless you encounter a squadron of sea ducks and convince the pilot to make a strafing run.
Oh, brother.
This isn't exactly what I'd call a good tactical situation.
As long as you keep yourselves hidden with these tunics and robes, you'll be fine.
That's the least of my worries. Aside from the fact that we're walking the streets of a lawless town where everyone hates the IDF, my squad and I are here with a Rage fighter pilot and a somewhat notorious bounty hunter.
You needn't worry about me, Major. I'd like nothing more than to blast your ship to crawl. Lucky for you, I have a much bigger prize. Ridding Rage of its weak former leader.
He is right, Major Witt. We are the last things you need to worry about. I suggest you concentrate on your surroundings.
You don't need to tell me how to do my job, Jaffra. We have a walking perimeter set up all around us, but I'm still keeping a close eye on both of you. Now, how close is it to the Rage safe house you mentioned?
We are very close. If Lister is here in this city, this is where he will go.
And you are sure that the ship hijacked was the Ulysses?
Major Witt, I think I can answer that for you.
What is it, Garcia?
11 o'clock, exiting that military transport truck.
That's Captain Fielder.
And that is Lister. He's mine.
Jaffra, stop!
Will Jaffra blow their cover and expose Witt and his crew? What perils await Tam and Gabby if they're attacked by Jaffra? How will this affect the mission of Simon and Sam? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, A Tyrannus Convergence.